in Washington State, experts say probably more than half of the workers harvesting the apples you eat and the asparagus you grill are undocumented. As correspondent Anna King reports, farmers and undocumented workers are bracing for deportations President Donald Trump has promised.
This large family in eastern Washington is prepping dinner, doing homework. Mother and grandmother Myrna is at the stove. Carne asada and potatoes simmer. She toasts three tortillas at a time on a shallow griddle.
You wanna comer, papi? Yummy, yummy. A comer, pa?
All Myrna's six children and two baby grandchildren were born here. They are all citizens. But Myrna is an undocumented Mexican immigrant. When she was a kid, she was brought up to live with relatives in Washington State after both of her parents died. Myrna works for $10.75 an hour at a fruit packing warehouse. She presses her cheeks with both hands nervously as we talk. With Trump in office, her family feels in dangerous limbo. When Myrna drives, she says she's even more careful than before. Recently, her children offered to take Myrna to Portland, Oregon for a birthday shopping trip. The kids wanted her to see the waterfalls, but Myrna's not going. She says she prefers to stay put, safe, and give her kids a hug. At her work in an apple packing warehouse, there is fear too. Myrna's friends are warning each other about raids in Benton City and Spokane. It's unclear if the raids are real, but it's still scary. The family's backup plan, if their Myrna is deported, her two oldest daughters would take care of the rest of the kids. 2 hours away, Wayne has a completely different backup plan.
I could rent this whole place out and go live on a deserted island someplace and, you know, have a nice suntan and probably have a big smile on my face more than I already do.
That's the dream, right? Wayne's family has owned this asparagus farm for two generations. I'm not using last names in this story because nobody I spoke to wants to attract the attention of immigration enforcement.
You know, the last thing I want to do is to have a perishable crop and nobody to cut it. Because we miss a day and all of a sudden you're losing thousands upon thousands of dollars.
That's a potential reality. And here's a fact. Everyone on his farm has a lot to do right now.
Yeah, it's just spring startup, getting everything done.
And here's another fact. Wayne's workforce is mainly Latino. He figures he probably has some undocumented workers, but under the current system, there's no way for him to know right now how many he has. He says less cumbersome guest worker and immigration policies would help.
How did you vote in the presidential election?
Doesn't matter. But yeah, I voted for Trump. Yeah. It doesn't bother me, you know. He'll find out, and, you know, we need people to get work done. And, you know, if they come in and take out a bunch of illegals, they take them out.
He's seen it happen before, under a new president. Every farmer here has. He doesn't want it to happen again now, especially not right now. There's irrigation to sort out, machinery to repair.
This country relies on migrant labor, and it is very hard. It'll be very hard for people to function, or this country to function, without their help. And I think that is the ultimate reality that I think every administration soon finds out.
But if a raid happens first, Wayne says he can't complain. I'm Anna King in Eastern Washington.